tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio. We're broadcasting live from Digital Ignition, and I am Mike Salmond alongside John Ray. Hello, John.
Hey, Mike.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yes.
We've been apart for a while.
You were gone for almost, 3 weeks on a
yes.
nice little European excursion.
That's right.
And then I was busy closing on a house last week.
Yes.
So it's been like forever.
I know it. We've got to reintroduce ourselves to each other.
We did this morning.
We did.
You walked in. I didn't recognize you right away.
I didn't recognize you, but Trey helped us work that out.
Yes. We got it all figured out. And we've got a couple guests in here that we recognize.
We do.
One's a returning guest.
Yes.
He comes every 100 shows, apparently.
Correct. He reminded us of that because we've got a big milestone today.
What is it? Oh, I mentioned that. 100 shows. Congratulations, John Ray, Trey, everybody, Business Radio X. This is our 100th edition of North Fulton Business Radio. We started, almost 2 years ago?
Oh, over 2 years ago.
Yep, over on another part of it, Alpharetta. And in that time, how many people have we interviewed on this show?
Oh, I mean,
About 250 to 300?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a lot of folks.
A lot of folks.
Well, we got 251, 252 today.
And Dale is actually willing to come back.
Yeah. So glad to have him back. Dale Sizemore is here with VoterWorks and Jonathan Stelling with Pride Staff Financial. So let's talk to them.
Let's do it.
All right, our first guest is Dale Sizemore of VoterWorks, co-founder of the company. And, Dale, great to have you back. It's been, 2 years since we saw you.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Well, at least saw you in the studio. We see you at networking things all the time.
Yeah, but it's nice to have the headphones on.
Yeah, they fit you well. They look so good. VoterWorks, tell us what your company does.
Listen carefully. We help cure erectile dysfunction.
I know why
nice.
He said it. Listen carefully.
Yeah. We got tired of voting by subtraction. We realize if you listen to all the political ads, you'd think that these candidates are one step away from being a serial killer. And as a result, you get the same old faces, the same old names over and over and over again. And anyone who wants to make a difference is sometimes challenged, certainly at the local level and county level, municipal. That's the farm team for the professional politicians that get up in the state and the federal level. Many people who want to take on this political responsibility, whether that's school board or planning council, any of that kind of stuff, a lot of times they feel like it's intimidating. It's going to cost a fortune. I can't hire a political consultant. What do I do? And they need kind of a paint-by-numbers approach to being able to run for office. And it doesn't have to cost a fortune. And one of our bylines is, it shouldn't cost a fortune to run for political office. Now it doesn't have to. And now these people can say, I want to get my voter list. And that's your battle plan. That's the first most important thing you need as a candidate. Well, you can go to the election office, you can go to the Secretary of State's office, you can try to get a lot of that kind of stuff, or go to the party, and it may or may not be accurate. People say it's not as accurate as ours, but that's what they say. We said, wait a minute, let's make this easy for people. So over the last 3 years, we've actually gone through and had 12 years worth of voting history and pulled it together, thrown some algorithms on it, and make some simple FICO score types rating of individuals and households. So the candidate can say, I need to plan my campaign. What's my message for city council? Well, you have males, females, black, white, Asia Pacific, Hispanic. Those are your four cohorts and two sets of them, male and female. What is my message as John Ray, city council member, going to be for black females, Hispanic males, or whatever? And then go through and find those people who are the most engaged community leaders, and they're your spokespersons. Go get them on your bandwagon, and they will amplify that to their audience. And then the second one is the scored households. That's the one you give to your mailing list. And mail it to the people who actually vote and get your message out repeatedly to them. And then your third one is your walk list. You know, hey, John, I'm running for office. Would you help me? Why, sure, Dale, I'll be happy to. Well, here's 1,000 people to call. That's my day to wash the cat. Gee, I forgot, Dale. I'm really sorry I can't do that. Instead, how about we say, John, in your neighborhood, in your precinct, in your streets, in your neighborhood, just go to these people that have got a high score. So he goes to Pin Oak Lane, and there's 65 houses. There's only 8 of them with a high score. Go knock on their door and get that done. I can do that while Monica's getting her hair cut.
So you're teaching people how to campaign smarter. But so these, so people, let me make sure I get this right, Dale. Yeah. So anyone who's running for an office at whatever level they decide they're running at.
Yeah, coroner to Congress in Georgia.
Okay, you're consulting them, or you're not actually running their campaign.
That's correct. We're enabling them with the tools so they can do it themselves. And they're able to mix and match this information. And a very sophisticated senator yesterday was saying, I love this because it gives me the ability of saying who voted in one party in 2014 and voted the other party in 2018 and who votes absentee regularly. Bang, he can able to find that information. And those are the voters at risk who voted between different parties. If they voted between different parties over the last 5 or 10 years, maybe they vote on issues. Maybe they vote on the candidate, not just the party line. Maybe they just got a voter card. Go get them. They've got a card. Give them something to do with it. So those are the kind of things that make a difference, especially in turnout. Most of us are not going to change our mind to the other party right away. I mean, all the ads that they throw at us, we're not going to change our mind. What is going to change our mind is turnout. And you've got to have turnout. We all know elections are bad. Special elections are really, really awful for turnout. I talked to somebody last Saturday, chairman of a county political party. He was at an event where the guy lost by one vote. And people standing next to him went, oh, my God, my wife and I forgot to vote. Not only was the tying vote there, but the winning vote was there, and they didn't vote. So when the lieutenant governor's race was decided before the primary in the runoff by 49.9% and lost out of 15,000 votes or so thereabouts, it's really embarrassing for these poor people. I'd rather lose in a landslide than lose by a handful of votes like that. That's what we're enabling people to be able to get out and do. Even if you lose, it sends a message to the political candidates and the political infrastructure that, hey, you better listen to the constituents out here. We got tired of listening and complaining about politics and wanted to do something about it, and we did.
Okay, Dale, so you were here with us 2.5 years ago. There have been several election cycles, several elections since then. You've had a lot of clients you've worked with. Talk about what those candidates say about your service.
The best message I got a couple of weeks ago is from a political consultant who helped 8 races here in the political, in the primary. He looked at me eye to eye and said, I won 8 out of 8 elections using your service. I ran a poll, and we were within 2 points of the poll. So people are telling us this is absolutely the best information that they can get their hands on in the state of Georgia, which is very flattering because we put a lot of time and effort into it. You can buy data from out of state. You can buy it from different places. But when people call me up on Tuesday night, and it's 9:30, and it's in outstate Georgia, and it's the sheriff, and he says, Dale, we won by 350 votes. That warms me. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I can speed in his county. It's wonderful to be able to make a difference for these kind of people. People vote, run for school board, city council stuff. That's not a glorious job. So anything these people want to do, if you can get them to, you know, step up to that level of stewardship in the community, let's don't make it hard for them, for crying out loud.
You just mentioned school board. I was going to ask you, like Board of Education, you do that.
Oh, yeah.
I want to run for homeowners in my new neighborhood.
You can do that. I don't know why you would, but yes. Yes.
That's cool.
Anything in the state of Georgia, we can do that.
Any other areas outside Georgia?
We've looked into some of the other states, but we're really baking this well and getting it just rock solid now before we go to other states. We can go to other states. People have said, you want to go national? There's some limits to national, the cost of the voter list. How hard is that to obtain? New York, I think, was $100,000. I don't want to date them. I just want to be able to help the politician. So there's those kind of limitations that are logistics.
We're speaking with Dale Sizemore. He's the co-founder of VoterWorks. But what the key to all this is the candidate engaging with what the product you have, right? I mean, they can buy the product, but if it just sits there, it's not going to help them.
That's right. And conversely, we have a great product, but if the if the candidate as a product isn't very good, that's not going to help. We're not going to save them. What we can do is we can help them get their message to the right people in the right time. I can't ask for much more than that.
So talk. I'm curious about some of the close elections that you've been a part of where the use of VoterWorks has really been the difference between getting between a loss and a win.
Yeah, a lot of our candidates have been first-timers or early people who want to challenge the establishment. So that's very hard. They don't have a lot of money or time and whatnot. But in the Alpharetta race recently for the city council and mayor, five of the six candidates used us. So it was very hard for me to pick which one of my children I liked the best there. But one of them was easy. It's my business partner. You know, he was the mayor. He won with that one. Mm-hmm. But a lot of our folks have not won, but they have made a strong showing. But there's been other people that have won by, you know, just a few percentage points in there as well. And again, if you ever meet with these people right after they've qualified and they're panic-stricken, I've never run before. I don't know what I'm doing. Where do I go? I'm going to call the county election office and get a voter list. That's a data point of one. You can't tell which way the dot's moving with a data point of one.
I'm also curious, Dale, about the cost savings. So you enable a candidate to run for office that might not be able to otherwise,
right?
Because you're giving them the most engaged voters to go after. What does that save a typical candidate that's running in a local election?
It can save them thousands and thousands of dollars. Let's think about this for a second. You know all those mailers that you get that you throw right in the trash can? They send those things out a lot, 50 cents to a dollar to send those things out. How about sending them out to the right number of people? Don't send it out to the bottom, 2,000 out of 67,000 voters that you may have there, and it's paid for itself. Boom, easy. So you don't have to keep mailing that stuff out. Just think about those signs that we see all over the place. How about putting them, contacting all the people with the right household score and getting them to be the people to put a sign in their yard? Well, that's a better use of your sign than having 12 of them in a row on the side of the road there. So those signs are expensive as well. And then that frees them up to be able to have media buys or customize their messages and do things like that. So it really is ability for it to pay for itself.
Goes back to campaigning smarter, not just harder and longer, but campaigning smarter.
Yeah, I mean, Procter & Gamble and every big company in the world targets the people. I mean, if I'm not looking to buy a car, the car people are not trying to contact me. Find out who is actually going to be doing something and serve them. Yeah. It's pretty simple.
Are there other companies out there that are similar to what you do?
There are a number of other companies that do that, and many of them have kind of gotten happy with their momentum. I'll say it like that. They're not as accurate. And, you know, it's one thing to hear that from your friends and your family and stuff, but when you hear from political consultants and incumbents that say, I know this. I know that the party does not even provide support for county and school and municipal levels. It's only legislative and above. And I've had people say, I had to get the other party's data because my own party wouldn't provide it to me. That breaks my heart. I said, well, you got a friend here. We can fix you up.
Well, I want to go back to that aha moment where obviously you saw a need and you're obviously doing good work, but you said, you know what, I'm actually going to stop doing what I'm doing and I'm going to go into this business. When did that tell me when that light bulb went off and you said, okay, I think I can do this?
August 25th, 2014.
Can you pinpoint it to an exact date?
It was about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. You just had your coffee. And
yeah, we were actually over at Tech Alpharetta in the startup circle. And Jim Gilvin, who was a city councilman at that time, had been over there and learning about the tech startups. I've done 10 or 12 of them. And he came up and said, I think we can make it easier to run for political office. And you've done startups, and I kind of know what this is. And let's see if we can't make a difference here. So we started snooping around and realized we could make a difference here. And, you know, a lot of coffee and a couple of years of algorithms and stuff later, I had to go learn technology that I had no intent of learning in my life ever again. and it worked out really well. And my original job was to be the technical guy. And we've met with some large companies, and they said, we're really excited of working with you. We want to talk to your chief technical officer. And my partner and I looked at each other and went, uh-oh, that's me. So we're a pure startup. We've bootstrapped the whole thing, but we're making a difference here in the state of Georgia, and we're we never go anywhere else, man, making a difference here.
Absolutely.
You know, Dale, to follow on that, you know, a lot of times I've heard you talk about the difference between a fully funded, I'm shooting for the moon startup and kind of a lifestyle business in terms of startups. And I think a lot of folks focus on the former.
Yeah.
That's what gets all the publicity. But you and your partner, Jim Gilvin, are examples of how you can create a fully viable startup that really works and does well and does serves its clients well without having to go down the VC route and you know, go for the stars, shall we say.
That's exactly right. And in my involvement with the tech startups here in the metro area and all over the world, come to think of it, there's so much sexiness with the VC, go raise funding, and off you go. And that's perfectly appropriate for some folks. But it's about the same way as going out to Hollywood and being discovered and becoming a movie star. There are so many wonderful businesses that are supporting the community and their families and their colleges and everything that people walk right past every day. We don't even know what they do, but they're wonderful, good, viable businesses. And my a vexation to my spirit of these people who only look at the funded type companies as the success story. No, there's plenty of other successes that are out there. They're wonderful people making a great difference in our community, and we'll drive past them every day as we go home here. Go watch for them.
Well, for that next great candidate or that next great individual who wants to run for an office at some level here in the state of Georgia, where can they find out more about VoterWorks?
VoterWorks with a Z, VoterWorks, VoterWorks.com. And anybody who wants to run for any office, certainly in the state of Georgia, we can help out.
Great. And I'm going to think about that homeowners association. I'm really going to think about it.
Yeah, we can help you there, Mike.
You'll be able to talk me out of it, right?
We'll talk to your fiance.
There you go.
Yeah, she'll talk you out of it.
All right. Thank you very much, Dale Sizemore, the co-founder of VoterWorks here on North Fulton Business Radio. Again, we're broadcasting from Digital Ignition. This is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000 square foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desks, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a video recording studio, this Business Radio X studio. John Ray is here, and there's a fantastic break room with an outdoor patio and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. If you want great co-working as well as space, which will impress your investors, customers, and future employees, you want to stop by the studio and get John's autograph? Just come by Digital Ignition. The website is digitalignition.com. You like that?
Yeah. I'm not sure that that's going to pull more people to Digital Ignition, but come anyway. There's a lot of great stuff.
Hope
here.
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah, and we're right here on the Greenway. See, we need to mention that.
Get our exercise.
Well, some people.
It's not 100 degrees outside.
Yeah, not us, but others will.
Our next guest is Jonathan Stelling. Jonathan is with Pride Staff Financial. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Great to see you. Great to meet you. Tell us all about Pride Staff Financial and what your company does.
So Pride Staff, we're a locally owned staffing and recruiting firm. We have two divisions. We have Pride Staff Financial. We focus on finance and accounting professionals. And we have Pride Staff, which is focusing on your customer service, your administrative positions, and light industrial positions. And We're working with companies that are typically 20 to 500 employees here in the North Atlanta area, and we're working with business owners, senior VPs, senior hiring managers, and they're typically coming to us with a couple different problems. One is they're frustrated about finding enough of the right people fast enough. You know, we have a lot of companies that are growing really quickly in the North Atlanta area. Technology companies, there's a big war for talent going on. So So that's one reason they come to us. A lot of them have relationships already with providers out in the market who can find people for them, but they're not getting the right candidates. Or there's concern that maybe there's a better candidate out there. So that's another reason they come to us. And then the last one is they could just be angry about their cost of turnover. Right now, with the competition going on, companies are hiring people away from each other. So it's getting to be a pretty cutthroat environment out there for finding the right talent right now and holding on to them.
Absolutely. Well, you're the owner and strategic partner, so before we get more back into the business of PrideStar Financial, Pride Staff Financial, tell us about your background, how you got to where you were to where you are today.
Sure. So it's a little easier looking back and figuring out how I got here. You know, it wasn't something I planned on doing, getting into recruiting and sales. I started out and I had a chance to work at a staffing firm. So I was the guy going through the door. You know, I got the phone call saying, "Hey, Jonathan, you need to go show up at Robinson Humphrey and go answer the phones." And it was great for building my resume, getting new experience. And I even met Edwin Moses on that assignment, which was pretty cool for, you know, a kid right out of college. There's Edwin Moses and you're shaking his hand. So that was kind of the start. You know, staffing, it's a relationship business. It's a networking business. And, you know, I grew up here in Atlanta, went to Emory for my MBA, got involved in the community with groups like Rotary and the Chamber and alumni groups. So part of it's just, you know, that chance to you know, who do you know and how can you help them? You know, one of the other things that helped me was my own job search in 2009. So, like a lot of other people out there, you know, the merry-go-round stopped really suddenly, and all of a sudden I was kind of on the other side looking on. Hadn't been in a job search in a long time, so where do you start? And I started going around to some of the local networking groups at North Point Community Church, Roswell United Methodist Church, and during the course of doing that, I just found that I really enjoyed that chance to pay it forward, helping people meet people that I knew who were already working. So getting into the field was a great chance to do that and get paid for it also. And then, you know, my business background has always been in service industries. I started out in restaurants while I was working in college. I got into retail later on and then into outsourcing. So I was that bad guy who was outsourcing jobs, but, you know, now I'm kind of paying it forward, paying it back.
Cool. So, Jonathan, I think I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. The biggest challenge you're having for your business right now, would it be tight job market?
It's finding people.
Yeah.
It's definitely a tight job market. The unemployment numbers that got reported recently came out kind of flat, but we are you know, in the North Atlanta area still really tight for you know, employment. You know, with a rate of about 4%. You know, it's close to historical lows, but we're starting to get used to it here in the last few years. It's finding those candidates. And so you have to engage the active candidates real quickly. If you don't, someone else is going to engage them before you do. And then finding the passive candidates. We have built up a database over the last 8 years of doing this of almost 200,000 candidates in the North Atlanta area. And, you know, just knowing who they are, what their hot buttons are, what jobs they're looking to do can be a tremendous asset right now in this environment, trying to find people quickly.
How do you find these candidates? That's the big question. Maybe that's the million-dollar question.
It is. So I can't share the secret recipe, but I can tell you a little bit about it. So, you know, we are part of a much larger organization. There are about 80 Pride staff offices around the country, and that gives us some buying power, and we have innovated a lot with our technology. So it's a combination of our electronic platform, our applicant tracking system, and all the different relationships we have with the job boards and different sourcing providers out there that really makes a difference.
And some of that secret sauce, I guess, because you're also working with the companies that are looking for the positions to fill. And there are other companies that provide staffing, but I guess some of the things you just mentioned are what makes you different from maybe your competitors.
It is. Our mission statement, it's going to sound a little hokey, but it's consistently providing client experiences focused on what they value most. If you walk in a Pride staff office and you ask the person at the front desk what the mission statement is, they're going to know what it is. We spend time with our clients trying to understand their culture, you know, what they're looking for that might not show up on a resume, so the soft skills, personalities, just to understand what works, and then meeting in person with the candidates too. So you know, all those things come together in differentiating ourselves from someone who's just going to send you a stack of resumes. You know, I talk to clients every day, And they put ads out. You know, they're trying to find people, you know, in a cost-effective manner. And if they can find them on their own, they're going to do that. And you know, I tell them, you know, please use your network, put an ad out, you know, do what you need to do. But we'd love to be that point of comparison. And, you know, we don't want to be that person who's just shuffling another resume stack to them. They're going to get probably 300 or 400 responses to an ad if it's a good ad. And they're going to have to go through it really quickly. We'd like to come with two or three top candidates and save them a lot of time and money and effort in doing that. And get them moving along faster.
We're speaking with Jonathan Stelling, and Jonathan is the owner and strategic partner of Pride Staff Financial and the Pride Staff Administrative. Jonathan, I'm curious about, there's a lot of recruiting firms out there. So what is it that makes your firms, your practice, unique?
So there are only about 18,000 recruiting firms out there.
Oh, not much competition at all,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
You pass three or four on your way to the studio this morning.
I do every day, and I wave at them nicely.
You use the whole hand when you wave? Not just certain fingers, right? Just making
exactly.
Sure.
Okay, whole hand, yeah, nothing less. The differentiator, it's creating a feeling both with the client and the candidate. So for the client, we want to make Pride Staff a great place for them to spend their money. We want them to feel good about it. Our industry has a reputation for being too expensive. You know, I hear that all the time. You know, the great thing is it doesn't cost a client a cent to have us share some resumes with them. And if our candidate's heads and shoulders above who they can find on their own, then absolutely, please, you know, use us. For a candidate, you know, walking in the door of a staffing office, I tell my employees all the time, you have to remember the mindset that people are walking through our door. You know, they might just think I'm just a temp, or they're thinking this is just another staffing agency. So it's that first greeting, it's that first impression they get. We want to make them feel valued. We want to make, you know, hopefully have them leave our office feeling a little inspired. We're at least providing them some information that's going to help them in their job search. And ultimately, we'd love to have everybody walk out with a job, but, you know, that doesn't work out that way all the time.
Well, we talked earlier about, you know, time is money and working smarter, and you obviously do that. If you, you know, could bring me a couple qualified candidates, rather than me having to go through 200 resumes, I mean, just the stress and pressure on me comes off completely. So let's say I bring in a couple, you know, one or two that you recommend. Are you still with me during that process? Can you help me through the whole entire hiring process so I can kind of still kind of bounce ideas off you and kind of get your feedback as well?
We are, and I'm glad you asked that question. So the communication, the ongoing communication with our candidates throughout the process is a very important aspect.
Yeah.
Candidates are getting multiple job offers right now in this environment. So the more that we communicate with them during that process, and you know, we need a good channel communications with our client at the same time, to keep them in the loop. It really helps, and we have technology now that we've deployed to help do that. Where candidates are receiving emails and texts from us. You know, not everybody likes to get a phone call anymore. You know, if it's their first day in the job, it's you know, it's 11 a.m. text saying, "Hey, how's it going?" On a scale of 1 to 10, you know, are you enjoying your job? There's another end of the day at text that's coming to them. So the candidates aren't feeling like they got forgotten after, you know, their first day on the job, and they're never going to hear from us again. And that really does help in keeping them on the hook.
I'd like to add something here. People like Jonathan do this every day. They're pros. And for an employer who does not do this every day, you can get in some ethical and even legal road traps and landmines in the hiring process, because they don't do it every day. And people like Jonathan and the pros are used to it. They know what to do, when to do it, what to say, what you cannot say, and so forth. So there's really some added value in that as well. And people sometimes overlook that when they're looking at just the bottom line dollar.
And I want to emphasize something you say. For the company that's looking to hire, there's no additional cost for me.
Until you decide to have one of our employees come work for you, there's no additional cost.
That's right.
You know, if you think about it, you know, the time and the other hidden costs that go into the hiring process, a lot of times you can come out, you know, break even or better
right,
and turning to a staffing firm or a recruiter.
And I actually got that a little bit backwards, too. There's really no cost for the candidate themselves that's looking for the job.
There isn't.
For them, it's a no-brainer.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I'm curious about what you recommend to your clients about the best way to retain this person that they've hired, because a lot of people think it's all about money. And then we read all these articles about what's going on in Silicon Valley about, you know, providing food and game rooms and all that kind of stuff. You know, what advice do you give employers about how to keep and retain the best people?
Yes, that's an excellent question. So we do provide a lot of advice. Right now, it's kind of difficult to know in an environment when the cost of employment is steadily rising, you know, where do I need to be competitive on a cost basis? So we do provide a lot of information. We have all kinds of resources and market intelligence we provide on the cost and the salary. The perks is very important. We're seeing a lot of companies offering all the snacks in the break room and even, you know, bringing in lunches. I think that's great, but the playing field's getting pretty level there. Everyone's onto that. One of the things that I think helps to make a difference is doing some activities together outside of the office, maybe giving back to the community, going out and serving, choosing an outing where everyone gets together outside of the context of work and getting to know each other on a different level. I think that can make a whole lot of difference.
Well, the name of the company is Pride Staff Financial. So if you're looking for a job or you're looking for someone to fill a position, either side, you're a great company to have a conversation with. For those that would like to find out more, where can they get more information about your company?
You can find us online at www.pridestaff.com. It's all one word, pridestaff.com.
Great. Well, continued success, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Jonathan Stelling with Pride Staff Financial here on North Fulton Business Radio. All right. Well, that is a wrap for our 100th show, John.
We did it.
Now, if you want to go back and listen to the 99 previous shows, if you have that much time on your hands, feel free to go to businessradiox.com, select the North Fulton Studio, and then select this show. It's North Fulton Business Radio, brought to you by Proactive Payroll, and you'll see all the previous episodes right there under Archives.
That's right. We keep them all up there, and we've been lucky. We've had some great folks. It's great to be in Alpharetta and North Fulton, and we've had some great folks like Dale and Jonathan are just two examples of the great folks we've had on this show.
Oh, we've just touched the tip of the iceberg with all the companies here, so we have plenty more to go and hopefully hundreds of more shows to go as well. Want to thank our producer, Trey, and want to thank our guests and all our listeners out there. And for John Ray, I'm Mike Salmon, and we'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.